Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Big mark, knocked down by Stevenson. Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Monday Waffle. I'm Laura Birch, and today making her debut is Amber Johnston. Thanks for joining me today, Amber.
No, thanks for having me. I'm so excited, and I can't believe you said just before that this is episode 26, and you haven't had me on the show before. What is going on?
Where have you been, Amber?
I know, where have I been?
Well, look, you've probably been in hiding a bit because Claremont didn't have a great season. You finished seventh.
Oh, come on, leave us alone. I know. Well, look, our league didn't do too well, but our reserves and our Colts are in the final, and I'm really excited to go down and watch the match this Sunday coming.
Yeah, and you've got a few really good players in the reserves. Benjamin Higgs, he had 4 goals and 17 possessions, and Garrick Whedon, 4 goals, 22. Look, there's some promise coming up.
Yeah, see, I have faith in them. I have faith. It'll be a good match. I'm excited.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Yeah, so Peel had a 39-point win over the Bulldogs at the Fremantle Community Bank Oval. It's their first 2 final victories in the club's history and first ever grand final they'll be appearing in.
Just going over it again, 17 Fremantle-listed players.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
It makes me wonder whether the rules will change for final selections for these alignment clubs.
Yeah, and in terms of team selection, all you have to do is look at East Perth. They were almost unfairly disadvantaged because Eagles had made it into the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, back to Peel. Admit they were the better team on the day. They had the first 3 goals in the first 11 minutes, and what really won it for Peel was 5 goals to nil in the second quarter. Yeah. Terrible. Just terrible by the Bulldogs. You just can't get back from that.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. And this is the first time that they've actually beaten the Bulldogs this year. And of course, it's a game so close. The most important game so close to the grand final. What's going on, Birchie?
And South Rio finished second on the ladder. So They really didn't have any excuses. They've got such a strong forward line. But who played really well for Peel?
Yeah, there was a couple of standouts. So Connor Blakely with 42 possessions to go with 8 marks and 6 inside 50 entries, as well as Matt DeBoer with 29 disposals, 10 tackles and 2 goals. Darcy Tucker did pretty well as well with 27 touches, and the same for Josh DeLuca with 26. And then finally, we have Zach Clark.
The big ruckman.
Yes, with 16 touches, 7 marks, 7 tackles, and 24 hitouts in the ruck. Sounds like my type of man.
All Freo players. But South Freo, like I said, it was their 9th straight match since the bye. They managed to rally in the 3rd quarter, but goalless in the 2nd quarter, their fate was sealed. Peel's backline held off the Bulldogs' strong forward defence from Alex Silvani, Sam Collins, Ethan Hughes and Josh Bootsman was just too good. And what was really sad was Bulldogs lost our Bernie Naylor medalist Ben Saunders at halftime. He had a heavy collision and went to the hospital. Hopefully he's doing okay. Without Saunders, that would have just been a massive loss for the Bulldogs. Mm. He's the guy always kicking our goals, great consistency, so that really hurt. Blaine Wilson, he had a good game for the Bulldogs though, 24 possessions. Brock Higgins worked hard in the ruck for South Freo. Shane Hockey finishing with 23, Hayden Schloyth 21. Ashton Hams only got 20, which just shows how good the defence were. Mm. The former Eagle player usually getting a lot more than that, so they must have really held him off.
Okay, so now that Peel has made their way through, they will be taking on Subi next week on Sunday. And Subiaco is looking for a 3rd straight premiership and a 7th flag. How do you think they're going to go?
Oh, look, I think it's going to be tough because obviously Peel's going to have a strong team of Fremantle players.
Yeah.
But Subi just always looks so good. They've had a great season. And I think it's just that confidence that they have won the last two finals. I think I'm putting my money on Subi.
Yeah, me too. I'm team Subi.
But look, maybe this is Frio's chance to actually win a premiership.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle. Oh, yeah. Come on.
And now joined in the studio all the way from Sydney is Verity Hughes. Hi, Verity.
Hey, girls. How are you going? Thanks for giving me a call.
Verity, we've missed you.
Oh, well, I miss you.
And are you missing your waffle? Are you looking forward to the grand final next week?
I cannot wait. I will be tuning in all the way here from Sydney. I was at Fox Sports last week, kind of the mecca.
Oh, so you're like the new Sydney correspondent for the next couple of weeks.
Basically.
And who are you putting your money on, Verity? Peel or Subiaco?
All right. Well, Birchie, look, Subi is strong. We know they're strong. Clapham's Lions, they've had a very good run this year for 2016. They prove week in, week out that they are the number one contenders for the granny. But look, you know, on the other hand, Peel, they have a strong side, Birchie. They'll have most of the Frio players, you know, backing them in. So, I mean, I tipped them against South Frio last week, and I'm glad I did because that's just a reflection right there of what the Frio players can do for that side.
Question: what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
Talking about tipping, Verity.
Yeah.
It looks like you won the tipping comp.
What do you mean?
Are you the winner, Verity?
You're joking. Oh, you're just pulling my leg. Oh, I forgot last week. Is that why?
I didn't forget last week.
Are you sure I didn't?
And then this week...
Oh, did you tip with your heart instead last week?
I did. I tipped South Frio on Sunday. And we lost.
Oh, Birchie, it's going to be okay.
I don't know.
I'm holding your hand through the line.
Thanks, Verity.
Look, I'm going to put my money on Peel. Where's your money?
Really? We're going Subi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
on with Clapham.
I think if Peel do win, I reckon they might change the selection criteria.
Yeah, I think so. It's been subject to a little bit of contention.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Verity, and that's all that we have time for on the Monday Waffle.
Birchie, you're very welcome, and kudos to you for stepping up to the plate today. How does it feel to be in the main swivelly chair?
Oh,
the throne?
It's fabulous. Eat your heart out, Joel. You can tune in next week. It's the grand final. Get excited.
It's the grandy. It's the grandy.
Hope you enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.